our mindset still is protect the football, and that's every team's goal from the offensive side is protect the ball and the defense get the ball. But this year, I would just say it's a different offensive philosophy. A lot of it falls on the quarterback's shoulders to change plays and really get the offense and attack the defense.
So you always felt comfortable taking shots downfield. It's just whether that's open or not?
No question, yeah. And, of course, you're not going to force balls. But when you have a one-on-one opportunity, we've seen a lot of those so far in this camp against our defense, we have to take those and kind of exploit them.
How much different is it throwing on the move mechanically and comfort-wise? And do you feel like you're a little better at one or the other?
I think it just all boils down to repetition at it. The more reps you get throwing on the move, the more comfortable you are. But I felt confident throwing on the move, and that's a big part of our offense, being able to run keepers and get the ball outside of the pocket. But it just boils down to getting reps in practice, feeling comfortable with it, going through your progressions on the run, and at the end of the day, if nothing's open, taking off.
How comfortable are you with that at this stage, and how much work do you anticipate between now and opening day?
Oh, there's going to be a lot of work, and that falls into us what we're going to do this summer. But I feel very comfortable in our offense right now, running all the plays that we have called.
How would you evaluate your camp? How do you think you played this year?
I feel great. The biggest thing is we're protecting the football. We're throwing it a lot, just from some of the looks we're getting against our defense. But that's what we like to do, take shots downfield, give our guys a chance to make plays, and test them a little bit.
Do you think you're better right now than you were a year ago?
No question. I think I was better last year than I was a year before. It's just all about getting comfortable in an offensive system, having reps against live NFL defenses, and there's going to be kind of a trend up, and that's where I'm feeling right now.
That's a competition brought the best out
of I think competition brings out the best in everybody, and there's competition every year, whether it's set or not. You got to earn your pay, earn your job every day.
Some of this is what happens on the field. Some of it's, you know, in terms of they've talked about wanting to see guys' leadership. And are you more comfortable playing that role now after having been through a couple
Yeah, without
years?
A doubt. And being a quarterback, it's your job to get the offense on the same page. But what you really want to do is extend that leadership to all sides of the ball, offense, defense, special teams, get these guys to really, really rally around each other. We got to rally around the defense. Defense has to rally around us, so it's really a team game.
You have to be kind of a leader of the leaders now.
Exactly, and there's a couple guys on this team that are in positions to do that, and the quarterback is definitely one of them.
Even though you haven't had a chance to put pads on yet, the offensive line, do you feel like they're more solid this year?
Yeah, they're doing a great job, and they're still working through things. They're still learning the new protections, but they're doing a phenomenal job. But really, when you're not in pads, you can't tell because everything is a little different just because you can't really hit and grab somebody.
You look sometimes and see Luke there, you know, Uche's healthy, you know, Rackley's back. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a quarterback to play behind the line with those upgrades.
It's definitely comfortable. Having Luke there at right tackle, having Uche back close to 100%, having Will back feeling healthy, and Eugene and Brad out there. The core group of guys are back. And if we can keep them healthy, keep them all on the same page, we're going to have a good year.
How do you personally gauge things like, without a rush and without, the pads?
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys have been the quarterback's been very good at not turning the ball over at this point.
Mm-hmm.
How do you put that in context?
We talked about that today. You kind of got to look at certain plays. Well, maybe we couldn't have gotten that ball off, and we're going to correct those mistakes. But at the same time, it's hard to tell when you're not in a live game situation because maybe you get hit, maybe you get the ball off, still a completion, or maybe you get sacked. So it's kind of tough to tell right now, but we're working through that, and those kind of go into our breakdowns of what's your completion percentage, how many sacks did you take. So you just kind of, there's a little leeway in there with that.
What do you think you're better at this year?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you've improved. Any specifics you've improved?
I think it's just from a day-to-day basis in this offense. We always want to improve and get better on a consistent basis. That's kind of our main focal point right now on this football team. It's learning the new things, but then going out there and executing them at a high level. So there's always going to be a day-to-day progression of getting better.
I mean, do you feel you're more accurate? Yeah. I mean, do you feel
accuracy and everything is a progression, and I feel I'm getting more and more accurate day by day, and that's due to mastering this offense, making it my own, and having the ability to throw with conviction.
How do you view the quarterback competition? Do you think it's even right now?
I'm just going out there, like I said, all along. I'm worried about the things that I control. I'm worried about myself and the guys that are out there on the field with me, and just let my play speak for itself.
But you have the self-confidence to think that you can do
it. I think every quarterback in the NFL has to have that self-confidence, and that can never waver, because you never know what happens. The decision's in their hands, but what you do on the field affects their decision. So I'm just going to go out there and put my best foot forward and keep improving every day.
you think about this is your third year, people kind of think that you're going to do it.
That's a mute point to me. I really don't focus on that. I know it's a big year. We know it's a big year. We're coming off a pretty bad year at 2-14, so we know we have to have some improvement, a lot of improvement, actually.